Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies. Boys, ain't much of a hand at making speeches, but I got a pretty fair idea that something doggone important's going on back there. And I got a fair idea of the kind of personal emotions that some of you fellas may be thinking. Heck, I reckon you wouldn't even be human beings if you didn't have some pretty strong personal feelings about nuclear combat. But I want you to remember one thing. The folks back home is counting on you, and by golly, we ain't about to let them down. Tell you something else. This thing turns out to be half as important as I figured it just might be. I'd say that you're all in line for some important promotions and personal citations when this thing's over with. That goes for every last one of you, regardless of your race, color, or your creed. Let's get this thing on the hump. We got some flying to do.
Coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
Right cue for a change. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Blossom Hour. I've yet to get my new headset, so I hope my sound is 5x5, and I'll take out my gum while I speak. Pardon me. I hope you all had a great weekend, and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Blossom Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Sneaker Surveillance Sneakers, and Goodman Cheesecake. With Possum Hour, thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode... He's writing. Writing backwards in the chat. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it is Us Possum Hour. Enjoy. Tuesdays and Thursdays, and sometimes Wednesdays, you never know. It's clobbering time with our old pal, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed thing, Banjay Grimm. Clobbering time. Clobbering time. Clobbering time. And then, on Fridays, sometimes, although lately not so much, it's Friday Night Possum, the greatest podcast known to man and beast. That's right. Jane Goodall discovered some chimps checking out FNP down there in Botswana. They get it in Botswana time. It's really weird. Anyway... Nonetheless, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes. I believe you all know the drill.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this very, very important public service announcement.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, this important...
Mr. Yuck is me. Mr. Yuck is green.
Home is full of lots of things that children shouldn't touch. Home is full of bad things that can hurt you very much. Now there's a man whose face is green that you ought to get to know. He'll warn you when danger's coming fast or slow. Get to know his face in every single place. When you see it, you'll know quick. Things marked yuck make you sick. Sick, sick, sick. Sick, sick, sick. Yuck is me. Mr. Yuck is green.
Scatty. Oh, and there's our first caller. Welcome to Possum Hour.
Yeah, this here's Carl.
Hey, Carl, what's up, man?
Well,
what's
I was out there celebrating that there 4th of July. Y'all
yeah.
know what I'm talking about? Hey.
Yeah, man, I made all the papers.
I called tonight to talk about them fireworks here. Not as much fun as it brung from fireworks to millions of people across the world.
Yeah.
I'm here to warn you, it ain't all fun and games.
Well, tell us more.
I intend to. See, this here last holiday weekend, I was over at Cousin P's lighting off M80s.
Now,
old P, he's a bit of a rascal, and he thought it'd be funny to tie one of them there quarter sticks of dynamite to this old rooster's neck. See, he named this old cock Peter O'Toole. Never did get the joke. See, the rooster was due for the stew pot anyhow, because he's older than dirt and didn't crow till around noontime.
Okay, I got
but
you.
But anyhow, old P, he got some twine and commenced to tying that big old firecracker to the poor bird's neck.
Oh, jeez.
Then he lit her, and when that fuse started sparking, old Peter O'Toole started to cock-a-doodle-dooing and a-flapping his wings.
Uh-oh.
Bang thing took flight and landed right in P's arms. Hey. Well, Peter O'Toole was delicious. Meemaw fried him up with some cornbread and okra. Some of them there French fried potatoes. Poor old Cousin P, well, he had to be spoon-fed as the explosion had blown off half the fingers on each hand. Funny thing is, he'll never be able to play the piano again.
Why is that funny?
Well, because he never could before. Alright then.
Inside me. girl my type, baby. A woman.
Commodore.
Oh, you are a sight for sore ears. I'll tell you that. A sound for sore ears. Missed you.
Yeah, I know. Living a real life is crazy.
Oh, what's it like
crazy
in a real
town.
World? You have like real friends and stuff, and you see people, and they talk to people, and interact face to face. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's wild stuff.
Old doors open for people,
That's wild, wacky stuff. Hey, speaking of wild, wacky stuff.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Oh, that's right, I'm sad and blue, because I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that, gimme that, gimme.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the professor, that's all you need to say. Right there, the professor.
Fuck the real world.
Hi, Gumby.
Hello, Eddie. Oh, I missed you.
FTRW.
Missed you too.
Uh-huh. This is tattoo. Right next to Popeye.
So what's up? How were the fireworks on Facebook, Gumby?
Hey, we're all out of the loop now, baby. We're all out of the loop. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Hey, speaking about being out of the loop.
Loopy.
Here's an amazing act.
Just looking out of the window. Watching the asphalt grow, thinking how it all looks every time.
Keeping your head above water, making a wave when you can.
Temporary layoff.
Good times.
Good times is recorded on tape before a live audience.
Ain't we lucky we got them?
And away we go, ladies and germs.
Hello, Waltie.
Woo! Yep.
Uh-huh.
Dig it.
Hello, my liquor man.
That's my name.
I'll try to wear it out. Malt liquor man, malt liquor man, malt liquor man, malt liquor man.
You can wear me out.
Yeah, baby.
That's a tongue twister you can set your watch
You
by.
Bet.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. So,
yep, to dry.
Hope y'all had a great week, man. I missed everybody, man. Especially Wendy, because she ain't on the Facebook no more.
So
we weren't on Friday. And we ain't going to be on next Friday, this Friday either. So I thought I'd make a little treat and make the show about 2 hours tonight. What do you think, huh?
Yeah, that's good.
A leisurely pace. You know, we'll all just... enjoy being back together again here. Have some fun. Have some ass.
Mellow out. Yeah, baby. I like it.
Yeah.
Make it a 6 minute. You'll never get back. Yeah.
Oh, my trouble. Well, we'll get to that later. But, it's all here. They're all here. Benny and the boys, the puppet synchronettes, Fanny, and the dancers. They're all going to be here. And, of course, Juggo the clown.
Juggo the Clown, all right.
Juggo the Clown. So set your watches to fun. Let's get ready to blast off for the Possum Hour. I don't know. I've been drinking beer all day. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. So what's up with you guys?
that means Wendy.
And no sleep. And
no sleep.
Had a fun time on my little vacation.
Now, did you catch a fish?
Especially last night.
Did you catch a fish bigger than your head?
No, I did not. I got sunburn, though. I am bad.
Got some tan line going on there?
Okay, last night, I'm in so me and Sissy are in a tent. Jake and his friend Mikey, he's like 16 or 17. And then my nephew was sleeping in the Jeep. And the boys had the puppy in the tent.
Oh, nice.
Oh my God, it was like the SS Minnow. It was storming all like thunder, lightning, a tornado touchdown, not by our tent, but in Michigan. But so, you hear the rain, the bathroom's how far away. I know if I even try to go out in the woods or open up my tent, it's going to just get filled with water. So I'm like, okay, I'll just wait. It was literally like when someone pulls like a prank trick on a tent or does a test on them and they take like a fire hose and a flashlight to it. Sirens were going off. And anyways, that little dog ended up sleeping the whole time and didn't even wake up for the storm at all. So it's like, of course, hearing that rain makes you want to pee even more. I literally held my pee for probably 5 hours before I could get out of the tent. But you know what, this is a cheap little fucking Walmart tent, and I never wrote a review on anything ever. Dry. Completely fucking dry.
Oh,
I couldn't even believe it. We weren't swimming in water.
Thing.
We weren't all wet. Nothing.
Good.
This cheap $30 Walmart tent. Hi, Beth and Sam.
Hey, Beth and Sam, too. All right. Awesome. Yeah, good thing you didn't do that beaver cleaver thing. Remember where they stuck their finger on the roof when it was raining there in the tent?
Yeah.
And then the water started coming in.
Well, I felt sneaky. I'm like, hey, don't touch the side of the tent because it's supposed to rain. It should already be here. And he's like, why? What is that doing? I'm like, because it makes the water come in. But no, it didn't. I can't even believe it. So my nephew's flipping out. He said he was up for like about 2 hours because he was worried that the trees were going to fall on our tents because he was, sleeping in the Jeep.
So
my nephew ran over the electrical outlet thing. So me and Kim are down at the beach and the DNR comes up and asks the boys, hey, what happened to the electrical outlet thing? And they're like, oh, I don't know, it was like that when we got here. Everything's working right. We got our iPods, playing and everything. So the neighbors, they had a dog, and it got all wrapped around on its leash with the picnic table without a water, it couldn't get to its water bowl. So they got distracted by that, and they took the dog away. So then the people came back, and they're like, all felt stupid because we were like, yeah, they took the dog. And they're like, oh, my God. And so they said, well, you can get kicked out. You can get a ticket. You can't, just leave your dog. And they're like, well, we went for a bike ride and whatever. And so they got the dog back with a warning and didn't get the ticket and all that. So then we were playing Truth Dare, Double Dare, Promise to Repeat. So we made Ben go over there and asked them if he could borrow one of their bicycles because he had to take a shit. And really, he didn't. So he went over there and got the bicycle, and then when he was driving past our campsite, me and Kim and all of us, we were fucking dying laughing so hard, I almost peed my pants. It was so funny. So he's got the phone, and he's recording it the whole time, so he comes back, and we get to play play, and we listen to the phone and that, and it's like, he's like, I'm at the shitter right now, but I got to wait a little while so that people don't think it's suspicious that I asked them to borrow the bike. Well, he's got a car and a license, and both kids can drive it, except my, you know, my young son that was with us. So it's like, I don't know why he'd even bother asking to, you know, buy a bicycle. They must have heard us laughing our asses off, but they didn't care because they felt like fucking idiots that they left their dog tied up to that picnic table. But whatever. It was fun.
You got to love a good 4th of July weekend. Good 4th of July weekend. What, did you do anything patriotic there, Professor?
Fuck no.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so.
I almost got capsized on my float tube, too, by a boat.
Uh-oh. Oh, the wake. Yeah.
This stupid bitch came and fucking, like, drifting on the shore on this fishing boat and was big, and I'm like, can't you see me in the tube?
Sounds like big fun.
But I was
I worked
the
over the weekend. I worked very hard. Malt Liquor Man, did you do anything over the weekend? 4th of July?
I was so patriotic, I drank American beer.
Oh.
Wow.
American.
Like PBR? Red, white, and blue?
No, I drank Colt 45. Hush your mouth, woman.
Yeah. American malt liquor. American malt liquor.
Okay. Yeah. I ate a bunch of crappy American fast food. I got myself one of them gay whoppers.
Nice. Oh, yeah, yeah. The rainbow whopper. The rainbow whopper. Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an all-around patriotic
thing.
Yeah.
Don't taste no different.
Yeah.
But they still do.
Yeah, we got a bunch of luminaries in the chat. We'll visit with them in a minute. Well, I was at the big fireworks show, you know, there.
Davidge?
Yeah, not really. Yeah, mostly your family types, you know, that type of stuff.
Got to be something there.
And, but this year, I was really pleased with this year, as opposed to the past years. I didn't really hear a lot of songs that make me want to puke, because there's a lot of patriotic songs. Yeah, there's a lot of patriotic songs that I really hate, you know. But I did hear one.
None of that
music's
any good, man. None of it. Really.
I did hear one. I mean, you know.
You gonna play it for us?
I'm gonna do more than that. I'm gonna blow it up.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. You guys know the Lee Greenwood. Lee Greenwood.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
no.
Toby Keith is good too. Toby Keith's good too. Lee Greenwood. Lee Greenwood. And this beautiful
he
stirring
song. He used to record with Nancy Sinatra, didn't he?
I think he was in my 5th grade gym class. I'm not sure.
Yeah, he was a guy. He used to drive that old rusty van.
That's it. Walk for the left.
But this thing is called "I'm Proud to Be an American." This is the greatest example of jingoistic horseshit that I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah,
I managed not to throw up.
That's the record company saying, "I need a patriotic song out of you in 5 seconds."
Yeah. And after a dose of prune juice, this is the result.
Brrrum, brrrum, boom. Ham and Edgar wants your vote. Chow his praises from your throat. You'll eat steak instead of stew. 5, 4, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2. Hold it, hold it. I'm a demand of recount.
What's the delegate's name?
Geronimo from Rico Porto.
Oh, you have to be in the Pucha Timine Faronja.
Ah, Hamza Laka Patmulak.
How many votes?
Two.
Two?
Yeah, two.
You got your recount.
Oh.
Get out of here. Oh.
If tomorrow all the things were gone.
What the fuck?
I'd work for all my life.
The hell is that shit?
And I had to start again.
Holy shit!
Just my children and my wife.
How's your piss? Good shit!
Thank my lucky stars.
Oh, yeah,
to be living here today.
I have to live in a hellhole.
Cause the flag still stands for freedom.
Sound like Spock and take a shit.
And they can't take that away.
Ah! Ah! Hey, Mo!
Pull the string.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Oh,
the shit there, baby boy.
Yes,
you know
it
what
is.
I'm saying? Yeah. In fact, you know, I thought of playing that tonight. I listened to it earlier. I got a little tear in my eye. I'm not ashamed to say it. It's a beautiful
little record. I want my DJ to play. Got it.
Sure beats the shit out of that Lee Greenwood crap, though.
I'm going to take umbrage with that. Lee Greenwood is a fine up system. I can't. I'm lying.
Yeah, you didn't have gym class with him. All right. Here they are. The Possum Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Harris is here, ladies
and
gentlemen.
Born in the USA.
Hey, born in next week. How about that?
You can blow up that entire album. As a matter of fact, blow up the entire catalog, except the first two.
There's
nothing
lost
about that album.
All right. A-A-R-R-O-N. No, A-A-R-R-O-N. Beep, beep. For all your transmission needs. Aaron Ayers. And there she is.
Yay.
Beautiful. Beth and Sam. Beautiful Beth and Sam.
Looking nice. Looking good today.
She can't hear me, though. So I could say, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She has smelly feet. She might never know. But I wouldn't say that because she's a nice girl and I'm sure she has fine.
Oh, you just said it.
I'd like to find out.
Yeah, that'd be the fun thing. Okay, and Brenda Jo was here earlier. I don't know what happened. She fell off of the horse there, and hopefully she gets back on and no boo-boos. Let's see. Daddy G is here from the...
Daddy G's here?
All right. A night. Not the night. A night with Daddy G. A Night in the Grotto.
Good show,
what
good
I call
show,
it.
All right.
Good show. Set. Yeah, I was, oh, man. I was night Saturday, man.
Woo.
All right, my break time from the slavery this weekend. There she is. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. And tonight, I have a special Dr. Cake quickie that you are all going to adore and love.
Beautiful.
Yes. Yes, I'll be carried out upon your shoulders.
Cannot wait for that.
Presenting such a hilarious thing there, or something. Dr. Gloom is here.
Gloomy.
Hey, Gloom.
This guy. I'm going to check out that website.
Room for Dr. Gloom. That motherfucker is in the room.
I'll send you the link, too. You might put it back in there. There's some kind of social networking for lunatics. Which
I'm interested.
I might check that
send
out.
Send me that link.
Be a lot fucking cooler than Fuckbook, you know?
Cream people like that slide slow, right? Dickhead Janie is a slide slow.
I thought that's why they wouldn't let me put a picture up for the show, because of the Dickhead Janie thing, man. Is that a great pick or what, man?
Helmethead.
It fits perfectly.
Helmethead.
Although I always considered him more of a turtle head. There he is, Ford Prefect.
Hey, Ford.
From north of the border. Oh, last, just to take the time out, I believe it was the last time we met on Possum Hour, he wanted me to blow up the Prime Minister of Canada. And all I had was American music junk, right?
Wait a minute, though. You start getting into that, and then they're going to come and get you for real. You start doing that.
Oh, here we go. International incident coming up.
Yep, we got it. We get up. See, now you've done it. What? You're gonna see on the news tomorrow. Canada is declared war on the United States.
They're coming to take us away.
And they're bringing back bacon and Tuborg.
Yeah. Oh, man, they might cut off my Molsons. That would be.
Do you want to? Look, now we're all going to have to wear toques and funny vests and fucking lumberjack clothes.
I hope so.
It's lumberjack.
I like plaids. They're fun.
I hate denim jackets. I don't want to wear a denim jacket. That's what they're going to make me wear a denim jacket.
They're going to send bears after us is what they're going to do, man. They're going to send bears.
If I'm going to have a denim jacket, I'm going to have Molly Hatchet patches on the back.
Oh, all right, what were we doing? Oh, yeah. Okay, finish up this this roll call.
Well, it's not your roll call.
GT Trenton is here, little GTO. Did it,
you
look so fine. Dan, Dan.
You.
Ow. Man, look how late it is in the show. We're just on the shout-outs, man. This rocks. I like this leisurely paced fucking possum hour shit, man. It's cool. All right. Not for everybody. But, you know, I like it. There's guest 10606. 60609.
All right.
Yeah, the Spiegel catalog is listening in tonight. Homer Bouvier.
Homer.
Bovier. Depending on from what part of the country you at, is here. Oh, liquor man! Malty. Malty.
Yes, indeed.
And a true luminary. So perfect for him to show up tonight of all nights. For the top secret possum. Eyes. OP. Plan OPE. Plan OCE, baby. Porcupine Bob's here. Hi, Bob. Let me take a drink.
Hey, Friday.
Drinking delicious natties tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Brought to you by the Anheuser-Busch Corporation.
Anheuser-Busch.
There she is, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
The love, the mist, and the, I'll bet she smells good to lovely Reverend Wendy. Best be our silliest show ever, ladies and gentlemen. All right, wait.
Quickie just
there jumped in. Quickie jumped in there. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Am I losing my mind? It's Quickie. But it's Professor RJ Gumby, ladies and gentlemen. Holy cow.
Get the fuck out.
And terrible's here. And last, sort of, but not least, it's Derek from the Derek and K Show.
Hey, Derek.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Great show, Ed. Good stuff.
The home of Nigga Church. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Possum Lounge.
And super host Commodore Decker.
The Beaver.
There you go. All right.
Having a good time tonight, man.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Of course, I'm drunk off my ass, so. You know.
That works.
Makes it easier. Hey, we got 3 minutes coming up, man. We've blown up Canada, right?
Yeah.
Blown up, God bless the United States of America. We're dealing with big issues here. What do you think, Wendy? We edgy tonight? Are we like on the...
It's Paul Belvin.
Are we edgy? I was on the edge of Canada and almost got blown over by the storm in a tent. Not even 24 hours ago.
Yeah, I guess this is nothing compared to that.
I blame Canada. Sending
I live a half an hour from Canada. I like Canadians. I like Canada.
Oh, just because you live real life, don't rub our noses in it, okay? This is exciting.
I live in a tent every damn day.
It's not dry and multi-fuck.
Yeah, it's not.
Absolutely.
Camping does not suck, Aaron Ayers. Camping's awesome.
Oh, so anyway, so the 3 minutes tonight, I have to explain. I found this thing, for lack of a better word, that had to be the 3 minutes. But it was only, it was like short a little bit, okay. You know. So I just want to, ahead of time, apologize. I had to pad it a little bit tonight.
All right.
Just a little bit. A little bit of padding. On the,
You approved it. You approved it.
I'm helping this thing out. See, that's what it is. Okay. Wait a minute. Wait. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes. You'll never get back with padding.
Ever since, and I need help to understand. You Lord, who have everything, you Lord, who can do it all. You said you were gonna see if you could listen to my cry. I wait until I die. You people with the money, you people with the land, you said you were gonna see if you could bring it to my hand, and I've been waiting ever since. Are you waiting till I die? Ha ha. You people with the money, ha ha. You people with the land, ha ha. You said you were gonna see, ha ha. You could bring it to my hand, ha ha. And I've been waiting ever since, and I've been waiting ever since, are you waiting till I die?
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
I loved it.
That was
it, spoke
beauty.
To me. It spoke to me.
So one thing I realized over the weekend is if you play Truth, Dare, Double Dare, Promise, or Repeat, the promise in truth like the worst.
Promise of truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard that promise and repeat.
I never heard the promise. I've heard we did truth, dare, and
repeat.
Yeah,
the promise is bad.
Yeah.
Don't say promise.
I once made this dude, I told this dude to pull his pants down around his ankle but leave his underpants on, because I didn't want to see his junk or nothing. And I said, now you got to run around the tree singing fire. Dump, 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 dump. Fire. But he didn't know the song, so he just was like running around the tree going, fire, fire. Pretty funny.
At the neighbors down, right? Here's
hell yeah.
Tiny whitey.
I like to play truth or dare or shut the fuck up and leave me alone. I'm drinking.
There you go. Good time.
I made Sissy do press tam against the car window, torso hanging. They had the dog wrapped around the picnic table and all this stuff. But we have chicken. If you don't want to do what you want, we have Tank's toy that's this ugly hula chicken toy. So if you didn't want to do your dare, you could chew on the chicken.
Well, what did you ask Sissy do? Press her ass against its glass? What?
Yeah. Yeah, in the car.
Yeah,
all right. That was for your ass, Sissy. That was for your ass.
I like that.
Yeah.
Did it leave a print?
For her press cam? No, it did not.
Oh, well.
Breathe.
Better luck next time.
And I told her she could do it on the tinted window part. It was a rental car. I was like, so you make it good. So we go to pick up the rental car because, you know, my nephew smashed up her Jeep and all that crap happened. I told you last week. We're like, isn't there anything bigger than this? So we got a Impala or whatever.
Oh, nice.
I'm like,
yeah.
Actually, the trunk's got a lot of room in it, but of course it's a rental car, so you just like want to punch it out and beat on it or whatever. Like, what is it? How come I keep flooring this car? She's like, because it's a rental. Apparently.
Oh yeah, drive the shit out of those things, man. I haven't been in an Impala since I owned a '71 Impala.
It's a 2014 that doesn't even have any fancy shit on it, like no GPS or any of that.
Oh,
it's pretty much...
Jeebus, that's a lot older than
but
mine.
But does it...
Newer.
Newer, yeah.
A lot newer. I still have the title of that car, too. I don't own the car, but I still have the title.
Oh, why do you still have the title?
Well, because for some reason, when you junk cars, a lot of times when you junk cars... You sign, you know, you give them the title and shit, and they never close it out. So I was at the DMV. I have like 80 cars on my, and, you know, I'm hoping they were crushed. And
okay,
junk.
And what year did you get rid of it?
The Impala? Late 80s. I'd say 88, 89, somewhere in there.
Okay, so you held on to that for like 25 years?
No, I bought it used. I had that 5-6 years.
No, the title.
Oh, the title. I still have it.
Yeah, I know. So you had it for 25 years just in case?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't
you
have,
know
I have the actual
gone.
Physical
it's
title.
It's a fucking car.
I don't have the actual physical title, but on the record, I own the title on the car.
Yeah.
See, that's
see, every time I give a car to scrap metal, I get a call like 2 weeks later saying it was abandoned. You know, they don't scrap metal. They fix it up. They take it out for a cruise, and they abandon it.
Yeah, drive it to death and then put it away wet. Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you're from Philly.
Back to
you expect that.
Yeah.
Well,
no chop shop for you.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, okay. You guys all know about the Edward Snowden guy, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Busted out the NSA, man. Ratted them out. Put all this otherwise secret info out there on the internet. Well, the Washington Post completed a 4-month investigation, and they found that, what is it, 9 out of 10 people surveilled by the NSA weren't links to any targets or terrorism or anything. You know. So 90% of the time they're just looking through your underwear drawer. You know, it has nothing to do with security or anything. They're a bunch of fucking peeping toms is what they are. All right?
You don't mean the government's lying to us, do you?
Oh.
Oh, you guys are going to get us all in so much trouble.
Right.
Shut up. Stop talking.
Oh.
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would fuck him up his right to your day. Now let me tell you something about the government. They're fucking up the environment. They're taking all the fucking beautiful animals,
yeah,
and making them fucking extinct.
Oh no!
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. The government totally sucks.
Cause the land of love and freedom is just a baby's breath away. And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA.
Absolutely real, man.
That's a patriotic song right there.
Again, well, you know, this is our, in lieu of not being able to be on Friday, this is our 4th of July celebration.
All right.
I thought I was muted there for a second. Actually, I'm glad
God.
You gave me that cue there because I wanted to go get another beer, and I just did. So,
okay.
Let me see. Hey, hi, Bob. Delicious. Delicious. Mother's Milk, ladies and gentlemen. Mother's Milk, the Anheuser-Busch Corporation. Okay, what else got going on here? The NSA sucks. Oh, this is weird. This is real lib shit. You'll love this, guys. they had a graph of the percentage of people that are on food stamps, you know, by race.
Yeah.
This is very interesting. Of course, Asian Americans, 2.3%. They lead the charge of people who actually carry their own water. Here's to you, Asian American. All righty.
Oh, yeah. They're workers. They're workers.
They kick everybody's ass, man. Superior race of people, man. That's all there is to it.
Native
Americans, Daddy G. Native Americans. 3.2% on food stamps. 3.2.
All right.
That's all. Out of
that's
all
the tax-free smoke and casinos.
Casinos.
I want tax-free smoke.
Out of all the Native Americans in this country, out of all of them, 3.2. Now, Hispanics, you know those lazy bums. Oh, jeez.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
9.1%. 9.1% on the dole, on the
food. See, you're looking at these numbers wrong, because it has to be per capita, right?
This is just all white, all
people,
all Hispanics.
Because, of course, it's
going to
be. I know where you're going with. I know exactly where you're going with. Because, of course, white people have the most.
Well,
yeah,
because the black people got 23.6%, which is like, you know,
hey, you can't say black anymore. Stop saying that.
Oh, I'm sorry. African-Americans.
Color people.
Color folks.
You just have to make a, you have to make a
but
little
old whitey
down.
On Hillbilly, you know, Hillbilly Deluxe, 37.6% of white people are on fucking food stamps?
Oh, yeah. 37? Well, yeah.
Well, it's because there's more white people than anyone else.
Yeah, that's right.
Think about
more white people.
That's crazy.
More of us than them than there are us. Well, who are you?
I don't know. And
well,
then, this is the thing that bewilders me, though, about this whole thing. 17.1% of unknown.
Unknown.
That must mean like people like
gypsies, like me.
That must be gypsies and
and thieves
and hair lips. I don't know. It's a weird thought of category. But
albinos.
And albinos.
You lazy ass albinos.
I hate that. I hate that they can use facts and figures to prove anything. You know, I'm sick and tired of that shit. Jeez.
How
can
they not know the 70% is?
Well, you seen some of that porn they got these days? I don't know what the hell these people are. You know, what the fuck are they?
They ain't on food stamps, they're on disability.
Probably the government.
Well, I don't drink pop.
I've seen
it numerous times. But there was a commercial for Pepsi that's got a vanilla Pepsi with real sugar that's coming out and a cherry one. I'm like, I almost wanted to go and find a vanilla Pepsi with the real sugar in it.
Boy, that must have been some sexy commercial.
I get fooled. I'm getting hypnotized. Yeah, by commercial.
You can still get Mexican Coke. You get the Mexican soda. They got them in the international aisle.
Yep.
They got real sugar in a bottle, too. They got orange and Sprite.
They only have it around Christmas time here. You can't get Mexican Coke. But I don't drink pop.
You don't drink sparkling water.
Yeah, I could it too. You know, soda pop.
Whatever I get my hands on.
Red Bull's the way to go.
I ain't drank none of that shit for about two years now. 2 years now since I drank that popper.
And I do some Red Bull if I'm designated driver and I'm sober. And I'm like, okay, I want to have fun and stay up. And
I'm
going to
do caffeine. Coffee
or tea. I know it's
good.
Horrible.
I haven't had regular soda since the 70s.
That stuff's poison.
That stuff
leaky.
Yeah.
That's
bad. Never liked it. Okay. All right. Hey, here's that. We'll have a fun exercise since I really don't have any more good headlines.
Okay.
You ever heard of the E-bombs world?
Local. My guy, I wish I would remember what his name is.
Local boob. That's what you need to
know. Our local news guy. Fucking got his eye fucked up by a firework. And
I think his name's Dick Withers.
Was he up Cousin P's? Because they were setting off M80s.
Yeah, they said that for a million years. Like,
oh,
Aaron, you might know who it is.
Some woman and her dog they were keeping. They had fireworks in the bedroom. They blew up, killed a woman and one of her dogs. Fucking dude,
that'll
California
teach you.
Blows his hands off.
Happens every fucking night.
I just think of all the times we had bottle rocket wars and shot them off at each other. I'm lucky.
Yeah, but that's different than this lady had like one of them big mortars on her bed. Like, how fucking stupid.
Stuck that little black cat up your thing there. And... All right, here we go. Here they are. 29 ridiculous porn names. Starting now. Ginger Vitus. Yes, it's a real porn name. Rocky Bow Boner. Rocky Bow Boner. Okay. Fanny Deep. Tom Wanks. Tom Wanks, ladies and gentlemen.
Tom Wanks.
Kelly Lingus. John Cutesack. John Cutesack. Anita Softwood. Anita Softwood. Clint Orris. Clint Orris. Lucy Lips. Beautiful. Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton. Teen LaQuifa. Yeah, baby. Teen LaQuifa. Bend over. Bend over. Cherry Poppins is here. Cherry Poppins. Robin Hood. Tammy Salami. Jack Reacher. Scarlet Flow. Lance Thruster. Vaginella Holly. Buck Naked, Annalie, Rod Longstaff, Michelle J. Cox, Luke Fywalker, Justine, Justine Beaver. That's for you Canadians. Richard Cheese, Woody Johnson, Buster Hyman, and finally, Jenny Talia. Ladies and gentlemen, 29 funny porn names. Indeed.
Buck Nicky was supposed to be George Costanza's porn name.
Well, they stole it.
Yeah.
Don't stop me. Don't know.
Back to our
show. Only thing that would have made genitalia better would have been if it was genitalia the Hun.
I like it. That works.
Sweet.
I know, right?
Have them all without the effort of summer.
like it?
You will listen to the music or you will like it?
That sounded like some goddamn high school musical bullshit.
Hell yeah.
The Rose Company of Godspell.
Yeah, like he's like, look, take your Technicolor fucking green coat and hit the bricks, motherfucker.
Hey, man. You had to be there, dude.
Long, beautiful hair.
What are you saying, Malty?
Yeah, that's a sweet black guy. Sorry, man. I never get into that stuff, man. The drama stuff. I always hate the drama stuff.
I got froze out of the drama club, man, because the bitches
that
were running it.
You know you're
the bitches that were running
you.
It were jealous of my awesomeness and tried to put me down. It, another example of the man trying to put me down.
It's all that corporate bullshit, that inside, you know, it's the couch.
Inside job.
Never like drama, people.
No, because
it's great.
Really
see,
my son's
in it. My son's in it, and he's straight, right? And all the other guys mostly gay, so all the chicks that are in there, he's got first dibs.
Hey, there you go.
Those kind of people, they always show up to like a Waffle House dressed in a costume and talking funny. You know, like, this isn't a fucking film noir, motherfucker. It's 2 a.m. at Waffle House. Go ahead.
And you got a buzz going on.
Yeah, and I'm fucking pretty anxious. Buzz, I'm losing it.
I'm trying to work his buzz, man, asshole. Come on.
Sitting the fucking relic comes walking.
Man, I'm trying to get to sleep before I sober up. Fucking idiot.
Yeah. Shoot, man. Well, it's Monday, so we'll have a yodel in a bit.
Good.
I hope y'all haven't heard this yodel yet, because it's a new song. Ladies and gentlemen,
we'll
be playing a new song on Possum Hour, and it's great, so that'll be coming up soon. Yeah, so am I.
I think Kate Quickie, too. I'm looking forward to that, too.
Well, that's what I was building up to here.
Kate Quickie cool.
Business. Yeah, that's what I got next, is the Kate Quickie. Because they're trying to get Quickie to go to bed. I don't know why. What's he look tired? Leave the poor guy alone. They're trying to kick. He's like, go to bed already.
Oh, it was a misinterpretation of a emotion theme song. Blah blah blah.
You know, them smileys, they do it every time they get you in big trouble. You know what I'm talking about?
I know, they do.
Miscommunications can start a lot of problems on the internets, I've heard. But here, on the Possum Hour, it's time for a Kate Quickie.
DJ Frankie Pigeon, no mixing skills whatsoever.
I'm so full of Kate, so full of Kate. I'm so full of Kate, so full of Kate. I'm so full of cake, so full of cake. I love cake, cake, cake. I'm so full of cake, so full of cake. I'm so full of cake, so full of cake. I'm so full of cake, so full of cake. I love cake, cake, cake. Sometimes I'll eat 2 or 3 cakes in a single day. I love cake. I'll eat every cake in New York City. I'll eat every cake in New York City.
I'll say, where's the cake? Give me the cake. Get the cake.
I'll say,
where's the cake?
I
give
love
me the cake.
Cake.
Get the cake.
Give me the cake. Now that was a fucking cake quickie, boy.
Uh-huh.
Boy, howdy. I'll tell you what.
He's still in the lead.
Yeah. Wow. That's exclusive.
Was perfect. Yeah.
That one right there, that's not exclusive to Possum Hour. That's actually been played on something else, somewhere else, at another time.
We got to play Baldy's Cake 3 again because that's the only video we have on the Possum Hour YouTube account.
Which one's the 3? The tearful one?
The tearful one. Wasn't it Baldy?
The crying
one? Yeah, that was the one I got a little emotional.
There you
Ladies
go.
And gentlemen, tearful Malty Cake.
Oh, beauty.
I'm so full of cake, if I eat any more cake, I'll start to vomit first. Sometimes I'd eat two or three cakes in a single day. I love cake, I can't be any clearer than that. I'll eat every cake in New York City. I can't even go into bakeries anymore, cause I'll eat all the cake. I'll say, where's the cake? Give me the cake, get the cake. And they say, we know how very much you love the cake. And we know that you very, really have the money for any of our cakes, so get out of here, cause you can't afford our cake. I know how much you love cake, so get out of here. You can't afford the cake. I'll put somebody in the head for some cake. I won't give me all your cake. I love the cake. Give me your cake.
I'm a tiny whitey's on with that one. Oh, my. You still bring the kid in my eye. I want to hear it.
You can find that
a round of applause. All right.
Kind of reminiscent of Liberace, wasn't it? Very
much so. Or his brother George, I'm not sure.
Or his brother George.
No, that was I was going for a I don't know what I was going for actually.
But you nailed it.
He's going for another Peabody Award is what he was going for, ladies and gentlemen.
Once Gumby starts tickling them ivories with his feet and he starts hitting them chords, I get so full and I feel like I'm gonna cry, but I hold it off long enough to get through the day.
We gotta take it on the road.
That's right.
We gotta tour,
Multi.
You and I.
We do. We gotta ring up. We gotta hook up. We gotta hook up with
Deckard. I'll be Reuben Kincaid, man.
Yeah.
I'll be Reuben Kincaid.
Talk to your sister and see if we can open up for her. You know, a couple of shows.
Hey, there you go. What she let you open for down at the whatever that club is she plays every week? Yeah.
Well, send her that demo.
Yeah, meet me at the BFW.
Yeah.
We're in, baby.
You're in.
Started here at Possum Hour.
That's right. Kid, you're in.
Yeah.
That was Dave's name back in the day, Kid Urin.
Kid Urin, yeah. Used to pitch for the Padres, right?
A couple of summers.
All right. Should we hold off on the yodel and do something patriotic?
Yeah, more
only if it's more Lee Greenwood. I love that guy.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, more Lee Greenwood.
Let me be.
Am I muted? Okay, good.
No.
Good. Yeah, I had to take a whiz and get a beer, so I played something commercial.
A whiz.
I apologize.
Like,
but what's
Diana
funny
Ross,
is...
The whiz
see,
kid?
That's it. A whiz. A whiz. Or, okay,
a whiz.
A squirt. How about a squirt? I had to take a squirt.
A squirt? Yeah, that makes it sound like a little one. I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, it's a quickie.
Girls.
It's a quickie. But I don't know what I was talking about.
A little squirt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do have a yodel coming up, which is going to be... You'll all be years from now. You'll say, "I remember where I was when I heard that yodel." You know, it's one of those, moments, man. It's coming up on this show tonight. A special two-hour, awesome hour of power.
Indeed.
We should really, you know, I bet you if we really did like declare the Church of the Latter-day Saints a real religion and shit. We could get away with playing the music without paying any royalties, and then we could make money on the show. What do you think?
It's a religion to me. It's a religion to me,
exactly.
Brother Decker.
What the fuck? What the fuck? What's more religion
Wendy.
Than this shit? Come on.
Deacon
we have a deity. We have a clergyman.
Unto thee, Brother Decker.
We have a demon. We got all kinds of shit, man.
We got it all.
So,
I'm gonna go to one of them internet minister schools. We'll get it. We're gonna do it right.
Do it right.
Alrighty.
I like that.
Alrighty.
I like that.
Alrighty.
Idea.
Alrighty. I'll be Toastmaster General, and then what was it? Boy, I've drank too many beers already. I'll tell you that much. But fortunately, I have another one, so we're good to go.
Thank goodness.
All right.
Well, he's got a reverend. Testify, reverend. Dip me in the water, make my soul clean.
Ah.
Dip me in the malt liquor. That's what we'll do. We'll have a tub full of malt liquor and we'll dip people in it. And you have to drink the whole tub or you're not part of the group.
Take me to the river. I wish I had that song, but I don't. Oh, well. I don't know. What do you think we ought to do? Not the pledge to Headley. Not the pledge to Headley. I don't know.
You don't
how
have
about
a hymn?
What's that? How about
you
a prayer?
Don't have a hymn?
How about
a
prayer?
Prayer? There you go. Okay.
How about
start
a prayer?
The Church of Latter Day Saints off right.
Yeah.
I
feel like a prayer. You guys, everybody hold hands in the lounge. Everybody, including
everybody bow their heads.
Yeah.
Yep. Bow
the unmentionable. Hold your unmentionable hands. Bow your heads.
Chicks, cover your heads.
Let us pray.
Let us praise God. O Lord.
Ooh, you are so big.
So absolutely huge.
Gosh, we're all really impressed down here, I can tell you. Forgive us, O Lord, for this our dreadful toadying. But you're so strong and, well, just so super.
I'm not talking about September 11th. Terrible attack like September 11th. September 11th. 11th. September 11th. What I did on September 11th. September 11th. September 11th is part of our debate. It happened on September 11th. September 11th is obviously the biggest one. On September 11th. They were my responsibility. September 11th. What I did on September 11th. Now you have September 11th. September 11th. As someone who lived through the attack of September 11th, I'm not talking about September 11th. September 11th. September 11th. September 11th. September 11th. Before September 11th. September 11th happened. Since September 11th. Anniversary of September 11th. September 11th. Not just September 11th. Not September 11th. Nothing to do with September 11th. I'm not talking about September 11th. September 11th is September 11th. September 11th is obviously the biggest one on September 11th. They were my responsibility. September 11th is September 11th. September 11th. Before September 11th. September 11th. September 11th. September 11th. September 11th happens. September 11th. September 11th. September 11th. As someone who lived through the attack of September 11th, I've heard some pretty absurd explanations. September 11th is part of our debate. Now you have September 11th. Now we know about September 11th. On 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 September
11th. Yeah, baby! Yeah.
September
11th.
Again. This is as patriotic as my show is going to get. Thank you.
Ever see that that YouTube of Jay Leno asking people in the street when was 9/11? No one could answer.
No.
One guy said, I think it was late October. Not only just the year they couldn't get, they didn't know what 9/11 was.
Jesus.
And they took it down. It was up there for a while, and then they took it down to YouTube.
Those were good, the jaywalking, because you know it never. Well, just being on Facebook, it's never ceases to amaze.
Yeah,
when you get on one of those pages that's like open to everybody, and everybody and their uncles on there, man, there's a lot of dumb people.
Gee,
merry Christmas. You know, read the previous comment or something, egghead.
I didn't realize that until Facebook came along. That cause this is one stupid nation.
Oh my God, we're a bunch of blithering idiots.
Uh-huh.
You know, no offense, present company excluded, of course. But yeah.
No, we ain't just as dumb as anyone else.
The U.S. of blithering idiots is what we are, man. That's the facts.
Uh-huh.
Hell in a handbasket, baby.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's just that a lot of fucking idiots get on the internet all the time, you know? And some, I say a lot of them too, are just, a lot of them are trying to be stupid, you know? Like, stop using a fucking comma as an apostrophe. Just fucking stop doing it.
That is dumb. That is pretty dumb.
And there's one O and lose. That's the one that pisses me off.
Yes.
You're a big looser.
Looser.
A looser.
You're going to loose that girl.
I'm loosing my
bad
mind.
News. I'm loosing my mind.
Dudley.
Dummies. Yeah,
well.
Bunch of dummies.
World we live in, kids.
Well, you know, I think we all ought to do a superior dance. Yeah.
Okay. I'm boogieing. That damn, what's the pledge?
The pledge?
Huh?
We could do the pledge.
That damn, watch it. All right. Why not?
We got plenty of time.
You
got to join in then, Beth Ann Sam.
Men, you are about to embark on a great crusade to stamp out runaway decency in the West. Now you will only be risking your lives, whilst I will be risking an almost certain Academy Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor. Now raise your right hand for the pledge. Right! Now repeat after me.
Your name.
Mux. Pledge allegiance.
To
Hedley Lamarr. At Hedley. And to the evil. For which he stands. Now go to. that voodoo that you do.
You do.
Oh,
with a capital P. Uh-huh. That's what this show is all about. Shemp, bless America.
After we just said we were all morons.
Well.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a moron.
Somebody's got control of the morons, don't they?
That's right.
He's got to run the fucking loonies.
Why
not the loonies? You know?
That's right.
Well, zombie.
I resemble that.
Much.
No, no, no. Shoot. We got a yodel coming up pretty soon, man. I don't want to overhype this yodel or be accused of padding the show, but there's a yodel coming up.
It's Art Paul, isn't it? Art Paul.
Nope.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
No. Tonight is Art Paul free, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen.
I love Art Paul.
Art Paul will be back next Monday night on this show through the miracle of radio. But tonight, I'm sorry, I have nothing for you. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I do. No, I'm just... Just teeth. But I do have some Yoko Ono if you're interested.
Bring some Yoko on. I watched a clip of her
singing just recently. Holy mushmageggy. Uh-huh. The act has not gotten any better, ladies and germs. Wow. Love her to death, but man.
Sounds like Mr. Mike plunging the needles in his eyes.
Oh, now I got that. We need a palate cleanser, and what better palate cleanser than a yodel? A yodel.
Yodel.
Up for a yodel?
Yodel.
Yodel time. Cake, you want a yodel? Cake wants a yodel. Yoko Ono would be a shitty yodel. Yes, I agree. No, this is not Yoko, although it is a bunch of older ladies.
Oh.
Hit it!
Yodel!
Not a beauty queen, and my eyes are bagging, and my skin is sagging, and if that's the reason that you don't love me, then maybe that's not love. Well, I ain't 20 either, and I don't care neither, and my hair is gray, and I like it that way, and if that's the reason that you don't love me, then maybe that's not love. If you don't think I rock, well, we ain't gonna roll. If you don't think I hum, my heart just turned cold. If you want a younger model, I wish you well, sweet pea. Cause if you can't see what it is you have, then you ain't having me. I got cellulite and aching feet, and my thoughts gotta jiggle when I giggle or wiggle. And if that's the reason that you don't love me, then maybe that's not love. My tummy ain't tucked or liposucked. It's a little poochie, but it's still hoochie-coochie. And if that's the reason that you don't love me, then maybe that's not love. See, I'm no longer desperate, I'll only have a man if he has the smarts to see how hot that I still am. If you want a younger model, I wish you well, sweet pea. Cause if you can't see what it is you have, then you ain't having me. Older lady, older lady, older lady, Lord, you're mine. Well, I got a chicken neck and I love it by heck. It makes a double chin whenever I grin. And if that's the reason that you don't love me, then maybe that's not love. I got saggy breath that droop from my chest, burnt near down all the way to my nest. And if that's the reason you don't love me, then maybe that's not love. If you don't think I rock, well, we ain't gonna roll. If you don't think I hung the moon, my heart just turned to cold. If you want a younger model, I wish you well, sweet pea. Cause if you can't see what it is you got, you ain't getting me. Older lady, older lady, older lady, Lord divine. Older lady, older lady, older lady. What are we, ladies?
I loved it. I loved it.
How do you think of that?
I love the cartoon boing, boing, boing sounds in it, too. Good song.
No, that was a juice harp.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I got one of them. I have a kazoo and a juice harp. Those are the only two musical instruments I can play.
They call it juice harp now, not Jew harp?
No.
It's a jaw harp, you filthy racist.
Juice. Give me the juice, like OJ.
That's all you need, not like OJ.
No.
See, that's all you need, though, in the Multi Gumby band. You just bang some, make some noise, you know?
Yeah.
That's right.
Because I go play the thump tub. Gumby going to play a dirty old piano.
I'll play the juice harp.
Yeah, he's going to play one of them little tiny toy pianos with the orange and blue keys.
Hey, Quickie says those things will crack a tooth. I got the crack teeth to prove it.
I can't play one. Baby. I got one, and I got caps in my front teeth, and it don't sound right.
Right. You gotta have the right twang.
I said
you gotta
have
the right choppers.
Yeah, I just wasted $8, man. I can't return it.
Mine's a family heirloom, so you know, from the Uncle Hairlip. I don't know.
$8 for the harp?
Everyone knows someone
cat?
Has got a hair lip. Let's just proceed.
I can honestly say that I don't.
Oh, you do too.
I don't know what. I don't know what circles you swinging in, but I ain't swinging in them things. No, I'm not.
I ain't swinging with either. I just happen to know or met somebody sometime
I knew a dude that had one. I knew a dude that had one. He had a dog that looked just like him, man, with the same hair lip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Pretty weird.
Was his name Cliff Pallet?
Cliff Pallet. I like it.
I'm trying to think what his name was. shoot, man. It's so long. He was a dirty motherfucker, man. Turn your back on that some bitch, he'd knife it.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. You can't trust anyone with a hair lip. You can.
Well, I'm not going to say that, but you couldn't trust this guy.
Dutch people.
No, I'm telling you from my experience.
Well, he was one of the first people I knew that smoked the crack. And,
Here's a whiskey nose.
He ended up having the big one, and he's no longer with us, fortunately.
Yeah, I think you talked about this cat before, haven't you?
Scott was his name.
Yeah. Sure, it isn't Chet Funky.
No, it's Scott.
Scott Funky?
No, it's Scott Funky. I don't know. I don't mean to make fun of people. You know, I mean no harm.
Some people are here
Sometimes. I didn't come here for an insult. To be insulted. I made the show an extra half hour, but I only had an extra 15 minutes of material, so talk amongst yourselves. I don't know. You got anything for us, Wendy, to report? What's that?
You wouldn't happen to have Jimmy on the queue, would you?
Oh, well, I got some stuff. I got stuff. I mean, you know, if you want to hear some stuff, I got stuff.
Yeah, what we got?
All kind of stuff.
Is there any good stuff?
You want something good? Oh, wait a minute. Let me check.
Well, yeah, good, preferably.
Okay. Let's see. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. How about this?
Walk 40 47 miles of barbed wire. Use a cobra snake for a necktie. Got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made from a human skull. Now come on, baby, let's take a little walk. Tell me, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Eileen took me by the hand and said, ooh, daddy, I understand. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? And the night was blue, and around the corner an ice wagon flew. A bump was hit, Lord, and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Now who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I got a tombstone hand and a graveyard mind. I live long enough and I ain't scared of dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love?
He's serious. I don't think he's kidding around. That's the original. That's the original, not the... Who did the remake? Who did the famous remake? Top 40. Wasn't that Jay Giles or somebody like that? Jay Giles?
I think you're right.
No, no.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Thoroughgood.
George Thoroughgood.
Yeah, someone did these for him.
Thoroughgood. Yeah.
Yes, that guy that just played it.
Yeah. I never liked Thoroughgood.
Are you kidding me?
He's kind of a one-trick pony.
Are you not?
Yeah.
You out of your mind? You out of your cotton picking mind?
Yeah, I saw Richard Pandora put on George Thoroughgood.
Every
thank you. I would rather fucking.
Yeah,
I would rather chew on tinfoil.
I don't like
a fucking hour of George Thorogood. I don't want to listen to. I don't want to listen to.
Wolfie knows. Wolfie
knows. Give me the fucking head. Give me 20 minutes of that. I'd rather listen to Joe Strummer. I'm
going to
hear someone play a
hollow body. What about Gumby's Fat Party? Is that any better?
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I wanna, yeah, what's going on with that? I want an invitation to that. I'll bring the cocktail.
Well, I got my camera on?
Now that's a party.
I'm losing my mind! Ah! Oh, whoa! Put your pants on.
Chet is losing his mind.
Good times, good times. All right, hey, man. We managed to waste almost 2 hours of your time.
Dude.
Fapping away on the old possum.
That's what it's all about. We possums have, what, 6 peckers? That's a lot of fapping to do.
They got the dual pecker, like the twin blade razor.
Fork. Yeah, they got the fork.
The double decker.
Yeah, the yes, sir.
we won't even go into the semantics of a double decker.
Hi-oh!
Taking it way too crazy.
Filthy, dirty, 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 dirty!
It's a capulia, capulia!
For sure. All right, well, you know, I had a good time tonight. I'm glad everybody came. We had a really nice crowd. Appreciate everybody that showed up to
absolutely
have some fun with us tonight. And we, like I said, we won't be here Friday. I'm going to have to actually put the show together before I leave town because I got gigs all the way up almost, you know, till the Monday afternoon. So that should be interesting. Well, the show, but next Monday's show will be as new to me as it will be to you. So that'll.
Okay.
I ain't going to remember it after 3 days out in the sun down in the Sausage Festival, for Christ's sake. Jiminy Christmas. I'm looking forward to that, too. That's going to be a lot of fun. I was dreading it, man. I was dreading it. What do I do? What do I do when life gives me lemons? Anybody?
I know what you do. You cry, you kick things, and get all angry.
Yeah. You need Chet Funky out of home.
No, you get drunk like a normal fucking adult.
I make lemonade. I was like, man, I'm going to have 3 days down there by myself, nobody to talk to. Yeah, I mean the customers, but nobody to hang out with, you know, because two-handed Mikey's, I think he's in Guadalajara or somewhere. I have no fucking idea. I'm pretty sure he's not in the country. But I'm covering this gig for him. And he's down in Barbados or somewhere. But so I'm going to be down at this fucking Sausage Festival 3 days. I talked my youngest son into going down, taking a trip down there, spending a weekend with his old man. Ah, male bonding. Can't get better than that. I'm looking forward to it.
So Ben's going with you?
Yeah, yeah.
You got to specify that this is a real Sausage Festival.
It's the Queen City Sausage
Festival. Is it a sausage festival?
Is it kind of like how when I don't show up to Cosmower?
It's the Queen City Sausage
Sounds made up.
No, actually, the family credo is
real.
Hooters, yum, yum, yum. Hooters on a girl that's dumb.
Okay, yeah, we like that.
Quickie says it's the Gay Pride weekend. There you go.
Well, you know,
festival.
We're all wondering now.
Yeah, when I announced it, he said, Gumby,
you owe me $20 because I told you. I fucking told you.
Anyway, should be a fun weekend, father and son weekend. I haven't hung out with him.
Don't forget your bona hose. Bring a bona hose.
I ain't hung out with the old boy for a long time, man. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be nice.
Good.
Yeah. Look forward to
both
that.
Of them.
Well, that touches.
No. Just my young.
Where's the Sausage Festival at?
Right across the river from Cincinnati in Covington, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, there's going to be plenty of sausage is what's going to happen.
Don't forget to bring your steamed buns.
You know what? I can't really eat. I can't really eat that shit anymore, man. It affects my boiling. You know, I get a...
Yeah,
it just gives me a bellyache. So I, you know, hopefully Izzy's will have their standout, and they have a corn Reuben sandwich. That
Reuben's. Oh, I love Reuben's.
Now that fits the formula
like
just right. Yeah, a little sauerkraut.
Like
hell yeah, Swiss cheese. Little Thousand Island dressing. Although I'm on a diet, so I'm only getting the 999 Island dressing. Hey, Jason.
All right, just fucking hang up.
You got me hangry.
Celebration. You're at a fucking sausage fest. Fucking go crazy.
I had the whole show in the palm of my hand, and I just let it go right there. That was
Stop yourself this week. Then you can go crazy at the Sausage Fest.
Eat everything you want. Right. Eat like four Reubens in one day.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. I'd like to. I really want to thank everybody for coming, because you guys are the best, and the Council of Experts here, without peer, ladies and gentlemen, without peer on radio.
What did he just call us?
A bunch of queers. And here we go. Sing it out.
I'm going crazy. Go crazy.
please. She said, boy, where you going? I said, that's all right with me. I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Y'all take me where the little Jesus. That's where John Lee will be found. Taking another patrol on my back and my big guitar, cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. I gotta go right now. Everywhere's living Jesus. Baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, 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 can I pick?
It's on now.
Gonna say about 9, 10, 9, 12, something like that.
I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them. I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them. I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them. I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them. I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them.
Before September 11th,
he didn't have the knowledge of September 11th.
Before September 11th,
he didn't have the knowledge of September 11th.
Before September 11th,
he didn't have the knowledge of September 11th.
Before September 11th,
he didn't have the knowledge of September 11th.
I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them. I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them.
Hate us because of the freedoms that we have. Hate us because of the freedoms that we have. Hate us because of the freedoms that we have. Hate us because of the freedoms that we have. Hate us.
I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them. I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them.
Before September 11th,
he didn't have the knowledge of September 11th.
Before September 11th,
he didn't have the knowledge of September 11th.
Hate us because of the freedoms that we have. Hate us because of the freedoms that we have. Hate us.
I was exposed to exactly the same things they were exposed to. So, in that sense, I'm one of them.
A loving cop.
Gobble gooble. Gobble gooble. You are one of us. And that's how they do it, baby.
Okay. That was a fun show.
Yeah, it was, man. I was really fucking ready to just have a few fucking laughs, man.
Yeah.
I worked my butt off.
Well, your slideshow is most excellent.
Yeah, it's
very
good.
Thank you, my dear.
You're going to get in trouble for them pictures.
I'm hoping so.
All I want to know is you had to look up a penis and Photoshop it. For that one, didn't you?
Nope.
Yeah, I know.
There's some crazy lady who I get some of the weirdest links from this. And this is one of the reasons why I still like Facebook. She's out there, man. You know, and she posted that on there, man. And I was like, oh boy, I gotta get that one quick because I can't see that staying on the Facebook too long.
At first, I thought he had like a skin-colored dapper lid on, one of them flat caps. Like,
yeah, I photoshopped the flag into the background, but the dickhead was
well, that's 'cause it's
courtesy of the...
Yeah, I wanted to do a little patriotic show in honor of my country's 240-something-or-other birthday there.
So when FBI knocks on your door, you can say, I kid because I love.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we should be coming up on 250 now, right, for the America's birthday? What we got 86, 96, 1006, 16, 40, 240 coming up a couple of years. Yeah.
All right.
We're getting old.
Yeah, not really.
Hey,
my house is 140.
I just like to remind the authorities, I kid because I love. I really do. Like multiple.
That's right. We're just joking.
What is it?
Hey, we love the government.
No, the government sucks. We love America, though.
Okay.
We love America. We do love our country. Yeah, the government, man, jeez, it's been a long time since they've been on the square, unfortunately. Hey, what are you going to do, man? It's still the best goddamn place on earth to live, maybe besides Canada, you know?
I don't know.
No, Canada, they don't have free speech. They ain't got free speech like we do.
They don't have free speech?
No one does.
They don't have free speech?
No. Well, they do, but not like us. It's like Britain. They have limited free speech.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we sort of do too, in a way, man. Yeah.
No, we don't. I can still say the president sucks.
Congress sucks. That's true. That's true.
John Boehner sucks.
But
I can say Arabs
suck.
I can say Chinese people suck. And Canada.
All right. Don't talk about that one dude though. You know, with the turban.
Oh, that's the dude with the rusty van.
Nah. Now, we don't need that kind of trouble. I mean, the NSA, the jackbooted thugs are one thing, but we don't want them motherfuckers on our ass.
And I'll tell you who else sucks, but I ain't going to say their name because I know they're listening right now. Or they'll be listening.
Oh,
no, right.
I got that. That.
Don't worry, the NSA, they're just collecting this. They ain't going to listen to it. They like to listen to the sexy stuff.
How the fuck could they? You know, that's like back when I got my first VCR. I taped, like, everything on TV, and I never watched
it. Yeah, I taped headline news, for Christ's sake.
I never watched anything I taped. I had hundreds of tapes. Once you tape it, you don't have to watch it. Why? Because you got it on tape. You know. That's the way it works.
Good logic,
man.
Yeah.
I threw out two garbage bags full of videotapes when I moved once.
Yeah. Everyone does.
My best buddy was
pissed.
He's like, dude, why didn't you give me those, man?
You keep a few only because, well, no, you don't even, because you can just buy the damn TV.
Well, there was stuff, you know, family videos, junk like that.
Well, yeah, you don't
show
the family, you know.
But like, you know, Star Trek 2 with the commercials edited from the Sunday night movie on ABC.
Yeah, so like, every time it comes on, you miss the first 20 seconds after the commercial. Exactly what's taking a piss.
And the thing, all those commercials we edited out, if we'd have just left the tape running, actually that would be worth some money. There's collectors that pay for that. Pay for their commercials. The shows are worthless, but the commercials are gold. Unfortunately, we had that pause button, you know.
That was like when you had the old boombox and you make your own like mixtape from the radio.
Jamoni.
You'd always miss like the first intro of every song because the DJ be jig-jabbing, and you're trying to wait till exactly when he starts talking. And then in between songs, there's that little clicking noise.
I hated those guys, man.
They always talked at the beginning of the song.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. And then they'd start talking at the end of the song, too. Well, here's Boobity Bob Boop Dee Bob Boo. Hey, I was listening to the song, dude. You know. Fucking
jackass.
John DeBella.
Bunch of jackasses.
Real prick.
I like it. A little negativity on the old possum.
Yeah.
the after show, after party.
Anyway, not to prolong the agony, but it was really fun, man. Thanks, guys.
You had
a great audience tonight, man. A lot of luminaries.
Yeah.
Wendy, you were just top notch. Can I tell you, you are the backbone of this program. You are the lifeblood. It's structured around you.
She gets my blood travel in a certain spot.
Well, that goes without saying.
Everyone
that's
loves
Wendy. That's why God invented boner hoses.
Yay.
But you're terrific. You're terrific.
She's a sweetheart. And we miss you on Facebook.
We miss you on Facebook. I just wanted you to know, we appreciate
you. Well, maybe in the fall, when summer's over, I might do a fake name with a Reverend Wendy Page. So,
okay.
See,
right. don't
bring
don't
back
me.
Danny
don't
White. I like to look at
Oh, no, I have a different name.
No, you should be Sexy Bitch 175.
There you
are. Yeah.
You should make a Mrs. Malt Liquor
Reverend page. And,
you should make a Mrs. Malt Liquor page.
Mrs. Malt Liquor.
You don't want to know her. She'll beat the fuck out of you. With
Mrs. Malt Liquor, huh?
Yeah, I'll get my ass kicked for that one.
Would she be anything like...
Lord, I've been done had too many babies, honey.
Who
I wish you my baby daddy. Girl, I'd be a millionaire if I could ever figure out where I got Cheeto, Limbo, Cracker Jack, Orangelo, K-Martina, Salmonella, Velveeta, Genitalia, Catfish, Leroy, Cocoa Puffs, and Pluto, Penelope, Jack Daniels, Buford, and LaMangelo. Who is my baby daddy? Don't even two of these children even look alike. Aloe Vera, Maybelline, Gingivitis, Brill Cream, Cruex, NyQuil, Gangsta Q and Daffodil, Ron Bacardi, Captain Morgan, D. Mark Torres, and DeLorean, Gynalotrim, and Felicia, Chlamydia Champagne.
Huh?
Who name these children, and how many of them is it? Why they always want to come live with me anyway? Ask them who their daddy is. Look over yonder, there go. Nova Scotia, Bubblicious, Couponita, Gonorrhea, Ice, Bucket, Batuglia, Visine, and Margarita, Percolator, Terminator, Velcro, and Taekwondo, Varicella, Chromosome, Cetria, and Shatheed. That's an ignorant one right there, Shatheed. Who is these baby dads? I wish I knew. I'd show suing for some child support, honey.
Well, a well-rounded program. We had a prayer and a pledge, which is unprecedented. Write that down in your program. Put that in your Funkin' Wagnall.
There's a little clock in the back for notes. Write that in there.
But yeah, I'll miss the fun Friday with you guys. Don't get in any trouble without me, okay?
I'll be
male bonding with my son. Maybe we'll pee together outside on the side of a pine tree. Yeah.
That's what parenthood's all about.
Yeah. But nowhere near the sausage fest, mind you. But do that when we get home. Anyway, that should be fine. That was a cool thing because I was really dreading that fucking gig, you know. It's going to be a pain in the ass. It's going to be fucking drag, too. And now it's going to be cool, man.
Cool. Good.
So, we'll see you when I get back, man.
Have fun, Commodore.
Yeah,
I will.
Have a blast.
Reverend. You got any plans for next weekend?
No, camping, I don't think so.
Fishing? You still doing the flowers?
Something will come up for Wendy.
You
not
stole
this
the flower,
weekend,
girl.
Next weekend's total busy, though. I have
Yeah. I'm just hoping there's good weather for me.
A shower to go to and a surprise 60th birthday party and some family obligations.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, it sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. And then, Gumby, big plans for the coming weekend?
Nope. Not a goddamn thing.
You're listening to the Possum Hour archives going,
I'm on a date.
I'm so lonely.
That's Gumby in a nutshell right there. Cigars, Red Bull, and listening to the archives saying, I'm so lonely.
I kid because I love.
You nailed
there
it.
You go.
You nailed it.
Yeah. I do love to. It's very lovely. It's a lovely kind of thing. Okay. So, I really got nothing left in the tank here. I'm pretty fucking drunk. I've been drinking all day. I took a nap
see,
before the
landed.
Show, man. I woke up.
Man,
I woke up like
eating a taco, not popcorn.
I woke up at like 8 o'clock, or no, 9 o'clock, and I was like, oh, jeez, I am not funny at all. This is not a funny guy, you know? Sheesh. Got an hour to get your fucking funny together, but hopefully I managed to make that illusion possible. I don't know.
You're not
I'm
as
having
funny
good time
as Carl,
now.
Though.
No,
Carl's
Carl funny. Carl, big funny. All right, kids. You ready to wrap her up?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Tommy. Sorry, Satch. Time for Tommy. Most excellent, man. I really do still like doing the show, you know. It's like fun, you know. It's new every time for me, at least.
Exciting!
So
it's like
fun.
The Love Boat, right? We're setting a course for adventure every Monday and Friday night.
You said it.
And I'll be mixing your daiquiris down on the poop deck.
There you go.
You like chocolate?
Giving that wink and the point and the gun, double guns and the wink.
Boing. Help yourself. Help yourself.
I'll be Captain Stupid. Oh, what's his name? Captain Stooping.
I always hated when they brought in that little girl, that freckly faced little bitch.
Actually, I dislike him the most, Captain Stooping, because Murray, like, we've been over this on Mary Tyler Moore Show. Murray's an asshole. He's a cancer in the workplace. Bad attitude. He's gonna, you know, make the job suck for everybody, man. You don't want guys like that working where you're working. Fucking Murray.
He's always
that
one guy. Kelly's
heroes. He was the one always giving the bad waves. The negative
waves.
That's
true.
Yeah,
negative waves.
Moriarty. It's the negative waves, Moriarty.
Yep. And he was doing the same shit on McHale. You know, Gruber had to keep him in line. It was crazy stuff. So.
And that's sad. If Gruber had to keep you in line.
Because Gruber was a fucking gold.
Hey, man, without Gruber, there wouldn't have been a show because he started all the fucking trouble, bitches. That's for sure.
That's true.
Don't make me go Gruber on your ass.
That's right. He was a fucking
bad brain. Bad magician, but
the worst in the world. God bless him. Well, everybody, thanks for coming. You all rock. I roll. And we better roll because the show over. Say good night, everybody.
Roll. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Malty. Good night, Malty.
And good night from your mama's bedroom.
The midnight hour have found me lonely. So unhappy as I can be.
left me. Yes, you left me without a love. Gave you my loving, everything I own. That's why it's so shocking to find you gone. It's killing me. It's hard to be without a love. Haven't had no loving now since you know when. The way it got me, baby, you know it's a sin. I haven't got no money and I've lost my friend. All because I fell for you. I don't know why to worry when you left me in a hurry. You're gone and I'm alone without a
espresso.